up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, howdy, 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 everybody. The time has come for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week of dancing and listening fun. I assume some of you are dancing anyway. And obviously, if you're tuned in, you're listening. So that much is a given. I know you're listening because if you weren't listening, you wouldn't hear me say that and it wouldn't matter. Somewhere there's logic in there. I'm not sure where. But glad you're with us for another round of the Oompa Hour. I got a stack of polka records and our mission is to play them before the hour is up. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's start out with the musical stars, shall we? This is the Polonia Polka. There you have it there. The musical stars get us rolling on this week's show with the Polonia Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, see, I get the show started right away. I throw myself into the arms of trouble because I have the Golden Bear Polka up next by a group that I'm pretty sure this is the only record they've done that I have. Maybe it's the only record they made. I don't know. But it's the Golden Bear Polka, and it looks like the Markek Zager Orchestra. But I just feel that I could be saying that wrong. Markick-Zager. Markek Zager Orchestra. Could be the Markek Zager Orchestra. There's a lot of possibilities here. But anyway, it's a fine record. Here's the Golden Bear Polka. there you go. Golden Bear Polka. Isn't that the name of a golfer? I can't remember. I don't know my golfers, but it seems to me, isn't it like Jack Nicklaus? Isn't he the Golden Bear as a famous golfer? I think that's right. Because every time I used to hear that mentioned in the sports, they'd say, Jack Paul, the Golden Bear of golf winning the whatever. And I think the Golden Bear, isn't that a cereal? But I'm confused with the Sugar Bear for Sugar Smacks or whatever they are. Anyway, tangent warning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get back to it here. How about one from the Maddies Brothers? Everybody knows this one. I expect to hear you singing along. Ah, you're a long way away. Sing loud. Everybody knows this one. Here's Who Stole the Kishka?
Someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka, someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone called the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my fiddle here, but give me back the kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, Yasha found the kishka, he hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka, he found the kishka, he found the kishka, Yasha brought it back.
Wow, that went really fast. I'm like, whoa, how did that end already? Maddie's Brothers there. Who stole the kishka? And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Cousin Fuzzy coming up here in a second. After we talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, maybe you want to check them out, huh? Imagine 1,400 accordions and concertinas in one place. Yikes, that's a lot of them. Think how many reeds that is. Holy cow. Along with that, all sorts of memorabilia, educational materials, historical stuff. A great database of information awaits you. You want to study the music or the people or the instruments? Wow, what a place to go. Check out their beautiful concert hall. Don't forget about their accordion repair, technician repair school. You don't find that everywhere. In fact, I don't think you find that anywhere else. They've got a great gift shop, all sorts of groovy things there. And you can check them out online at worldofaccordions.org. And I know the way things have been in the world lately, they may or may not be open for you to come in and have a look around the museum. But you could certainly give them a call, send them an email, take a look at the website, because you can take a look at a lot of the displays. There are a bunch of snapshots and things there. So check them out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org, Superior, Wisconsin. Just going to Duluth Superior area is a good time. And then you can head right up the north shore of Lake Superior past all the waterfalls and hiking trails and groovy stuff. It's a great launching point, the Duluth Superior area. Why not start at the World of Accordions Museum and head up right up Highway 61 up the north shore? Check it out. worldofaccordions.org is where you find all the stuff. There's the Frisky Polka, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys.
Thank you.
right, there you go. That is the Frisky Polka. That is Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us. How are things going where you are? I know that things have been improving in the virus department lately, I guess, as far as what you can do, what you can't do, and how the social distancing stuff is working out. Some of us, we've been social distancing all our life, whether we wanted to or not. So it just doesn't really matter, you know what I mean? But it looks like things are improving. Weather's getting better. Summer's almost here, you know, so I'm digging it. I'm looking on the positive side of everything here. So, all right, now we have a waltz, and it's a little early in the show for the weekly waltz. Sometimes, though, we do throw in two of them. So, you know, we get one in this early. There may be another one coming up later on in the show. We'll see how that goes. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Bernie and Blondie singing on this one, it says on the record anyway. Here's the Oklahoma Waltz.
She'll come back someday. It happened in old Oklahoma, one night neath a beautiful moon. Love blossomed in old Oklahoma, two hearts were beating in tune. Love faded away with dawning and left me here all alone, left me to pine for my darling who once was my own. Moon sailing on high, please shine down with your light. Moon sailing on high, where is my darling tonight? She'll come back someday.
Bernie Roberts and the orchestra singing with Blondie on that one, it says. There's the Oklahoma Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Hey, glad you're hanging in there. We got plenty of records to play yet in the show, so let us press onward, shall we? I have the Laugh Polka. Not the Laughing Polka, or the with all the laughing in it that we're used to hearing. Oh, this is different. But it's called the Laugh Polka. And another one of those recording outfits that I think is the only record I have by them out of these thousands of records here. Wesley Bolick and his orchestra on, it looks like, Rex Records. I think it's the only record I have on the Rex record label, too. I think that's what that says, R-E-X. Hard to tell. It's one of those artsy-looking letter deals, you know. It's like, what does that say? Anyway, Wesley Bolick, the orchestra. Here's the Laugh Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. The Laugh Polka is some good button pushing and some good trumpet tooting in that one. Wesley Bullock and his orchestra on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're joining us for another week here on the show. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with us if you want to. If you'd like to make a request or a dedication or have a comment or yell at me for mispronouncing a band, yeah, you could do all that. And there's four different ways you can do it. I counted them up. You can call and leave a voice message or a text to area code 218-259-2985. Again, that's 218-259-2985. You can text or you can leave a voice message that number. You can always email us too, oompahour@aol.com. That's oompahour, all one smashed together word, all little letters, oompahour@aol.com. Or if you're a Facebooker, look us up on Facebook, oompahour/Tim. It's Facebook. Let's get it right, dummy. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That'll do the job for you. Phew, that was a tough one. All right, here's another one we don't hear very often. It's a fun record to play, though, because it's pressed on translucent red vinyl. It's a very festive-looking record. Here's the Harmonica Polka by the Munich Trio. It is. That's the Munich Trio there, the Harmonica Polka. And if you're paying attention, there were no harmonicas used in the presentation of that song today. I thought that was kind of weird. But pressed on pretty red translucent vinyl there from Bowery Records in Del Mar, California. So there you go with the Munich Trio from California, not Munich. I'm perplexed now. Now, this next song I'm used to hearing performed as a slow, whiny, sad song. I think Willie Nelson wrote this. Is that right? No, maybe not. I don't know. I remember that Willie Nelson singing it comes to mind when I see the title anyway. But done as a polka by Kenny Bass and his orchestra. Here's the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain Polka.
twilight glow I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain. Crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain.
Kenny Bass and the Orchestra. Yeah, that's before it was Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers, which is always one of my favorite orchestra names, because you get it, Bass, Polka Poppers, like the Hula Popper, the Fishing Lure. Ah, it all makes sense now, doesn't it? I have the Ellinger Combo up next over here on turntable number two, coming all the way from Texas. Here's the Don't Wander Polka. There you go, Ellinger Combo there, the Don't Wander Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Having a ball, spinning the old polka records for you. Now, this is a great one I've always loved, and I can't put my finger on why. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. Made a lot of fun records over there at Stevens Point, Wisconsin over the years. And I know, it's just like you can hear the fun. When Norm is singing, you could just, it's fun. And it just, it makes you want to have fun. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I remember. Is WSPT still a radio station in Stevens Point, Wisconsin? Hang on, I happen to have the internet in front of me today. WSPT Radio, because there it is, Central Wisconsin's greatest hits, 97.9 WSPT. Well, and I mention it because a million years ago when I was in radio school, you know, like you'd have semesters or terms or quarters or whatever, we had five terms, and fifth term was WSPT Radio, and the broadcasting school I went to had studios set up and the programming set up and everything set up as if they were WSPT Radio in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And so I became familiar with the radio station, even though I'd never heard them in real life, because we had, the school had duplicated their format and their studio and everything, because upon graduating from radio school back in those days, it was very common that your first job would be in a smaller market radio station like Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and it would prepare you for the real world. So every time I see a Norm Dombrowski record, it's from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, on Gold Records. What a great name for a record company. Gold Records. It's like, have you seen my gold record? Because it's the name of the company. It's great. But every time I see a Norm Dombrowski record, it reminds me of WSPT because it says from Stevens Point, Wisconsin on the record. And anyway, that's a long story that really has no meaning at all to anybody but me. Here's the great musician's polka, Norm and the Happy Notes.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous as the melodies all began to ring. Lawrence Welk will entertain you blowing bubbles. Frankie Yankovic is singing just because. Ed Blazancic playing Angeline D. Mine. Romy Gaz is playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Jima on his concertina. Frank Wojnarowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka. Marion Lush is singing I'll Build You a Home. Cousin Fuzzy's still playing peekaboo. Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening. Elvin's drinking with his pal Pupsadena. Whoopi John is making Whoopi at the Metropole. And the Happy Notes have gone to the moon. There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday.
You have it, Norm Dombrowski with the Happy Notes there, the great musician's polka. I always, every time I play that song, I think I just need to write down all the bands that are mentioned in that song and then do a show where I just play songs by all those artists. Then I wouldn't have to decide what to play. Of course, I would have to find all the records. All right, so that would be more work. Anyway, I'm just looking out the window here, watching the puddles dry on the roof next door because there was rain earlier today. And now the roof is dried off and there's just a few puddles. I like that trend. Now, if we were to say who's the most well-known accordion player in the world, and I don't mean known among specifically polka music fans, but if I were to say most known accordion player in the world, I think it would come down to one or two people. If you were just to ask non-polka music fans, which is what I consider to be the disadvantaged people of the world, and just say, hey, name an accordion player to random people. They're going to say one of two things. They're going to say Frankie Yankovic, because everybody knows Frankie Yankovic. Or they're going to say Myron Florin, because everybody knows Myron Florin because of all those years he played on the Lawrence Welk show, right? I think by name recognition, it's going to be pretty close. It's going to be totally different answers if you ask polka people, because everyone's going to have their own personal favorites, and they're going to come up with all kinds of great stuff. But a regular guy is going to go with Myron Florin or Frankie Yankovic, I think. And you don't hear a lot of Myron Florin records, and I got a bunch of them, and they're all great, so I thought I'd throw one in here. It's been weeks since we've had a Myron Florin record. And instead of a polka, I have a schottische, appropriately titled The Accordion Schottische, since he's going to play it on an accordion. And now, boys, in the band, if we could do a little number now with Myron Florin on the accordion, a one and a two. Jeez. See what happens? They do a schottische and then they have a trick ending and mess up the disc jockey like that. Myron Florin there, the accordion schottische. And as a bonus going into that one, you got to hear my really bad Lawrence Welk impression. So there you have it. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, now from Cleveland, Ohio. And we know they're from Cleveland, Ohio, because they're about to sing that they are from Cleveland, Ohio. Richie Vadnall and the band. And this is simply called Polka Varieties.
We live in Cleveland, Ohio. We play in a polka band. They say it's the best in the land. We appear on a local TV show. We'll sing and play for you. We're a group of guys we like you to know. On the polka. Richie, pull your accordion and make a happy face. The two of us will join them and make a happy tune. Roll back the carpet, roll back the carpet, roll back the carpet. The band will play for you. We'll be right back.
group of guys we'd like you to know. We live in Cleveland, Ohio. We play in a polka band. They say it's the best in the land. We appear on a local TV show. We'll sing and play for you. We're a group of guys we'd like you to know. On the polka.
There you go, the old polka variety show, Richie Vadnall and the band on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now let's do one you never hear. How about Chicago's Concertina All-Stars, huh? And one of my favorite topics, it's the ice cream polka. Hey, yeah, that's a lot of concertinas there. Chicago's Concertina All-Stars. Ah, the ice cream polka. And I know they didn't sing anything about ice cream, but just thinking about it makes me want to run down to the freezer. You know what I mean? Ah, then my grandson gets mad at me. Grandpa, you ate all the ice cream. Yeah, and then we get to go to the store and buy more, so it works out. Okay, as long as we're talking about ice cream, why not play a song about going on vacation? I mean, I know it's not summertime yet. And I know we got some traveling issues around the country, but it's coming. Vacation time is coming. Martin Sarro and the Lavallees, here's the Vacation Polka.
Mother Nature's calling. Outdoors will be great. Now's the time to go, son. Travel trailer, travel all alone. To national parks we'll ride, through beautiful countryside. Trailer hitched on back, man, we're living jack. Swim, fish and play. Time of day, be happy, be gay, vacation land, USA.
happy, be gay, Vacation Land USA.
Ah, Vacation Land USA. A lot of people say that's where we live. I mean, we're doing this show from beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, but we are not far from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and we're in Itasca County. There's 1,000 lakes in this country, and it's 170 miles, 200 miles, I don't know, from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Man, those people come up here to go fishing and go to their cabins and go swimming and all that stuff every year. Holy cow! We call them 6-1 tours, because a million years ago, the area code for the southern half of the state, which included the Twin Cities, the whole Twin Cities area, was all area code 612. And of course, over the years, there's a bazillion more people. So now they've got, you know, a bunch of different area codes in the same metro. But we still call them 6-1 tours. Those pesky 6-1 tours, they drive us all nuts up here, but we love to take their money. Anyway, I got to sneak in a couple of songs. I didn't even play the other commercial yet. And I got an Eddie Lash record coming up with his star, Concertina. That's like a really, really short record. It's like almost hardly even worth playing, but it's some fine concertina playing. So hang on, we'll get to that next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, as they say on those rock and roll radio stations, here's an oldie but a goodie. Here's Eddie Lash and his star concertina, and this is the House Party Polka. At his star concertina doing the house party polka. Let's do a little Lollapalooza with Johnny Pecan and the orchestra.
La 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 If you would answer, I do. Don't you refuse, 'cause I'll die if I lose a lot of palooza like you.
Johnny Pecan, Lollapalooza, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Hey, let's go out on a Frankie Yankovic record. This is a tough 45 to play because you have the barroom polka on one side, which everybody knows, and you have the cafe polka, also known as Hey Baba Reba, on the other side. Which side do you play? It's like a double whammy on this one, man. I decided to go with the barroom polka, so let's put the ribbons on it with this one from Frankie.
I know a lot of places for refreshments. Taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run the good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a dive or a joint. It's called a taproom in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan it's a flush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London it's a bloomin' pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport. And it's Boilermakers in Sweet Dunn. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. Called a barroom in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Buffalo. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland. Or a cider mill in Tupelo. They serve a schooner in old Altoona. Like the honky-tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still on port.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic there in the barroom polka as we wrap up another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Ah, good batch of records this week, I'm telling you, and I'm already working on next week's, and that's going to be a bunch of goodies too, so get ready to do it again, you know, because there's a lot of records out there, they need to be played.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications,
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.